This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We have a special guest, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. Mr. Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me on, David. Good morning.
Good morning. We just last hour, we played a couple of clips from your appearance last night on Fox Business with Stuart Varney. Great job.
Yeah, thanks. Always fun to do a big show like that.
Yeah, so we've been talking about the TikTok ban. We've been talking about Biden's executive order. Let me just say thank you for taking the lead on both of those issues.
Well, they're both big issues, David. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. First of all, I'm a pretty big gun guy. Firearms are very important to me, but they're important to a lot of Montanans. And so when we see the Biden administration come out and fire off an executive order like this, that's something that we're going to look at very closely here. And, you know, depending on what comes out of it, we're probably going to file a lawsuit here.
That's great to hear. You know, one thing I have not heard is John Tester come out opposed to Biden's executive order.
Well, that's really interesting. You know, Senator Tester does a good job of swinging to the right when he's a year before election. And that's what's going on here. What's an interesting juxtaposition here is that President Biden, I mean, if anybody should know how to make law, it's him, right? Decades in the United States Senate. He knows he doesn't have the votes in the Senate to pass any kind of gun control policy. He certainly doesn't have it in the House, but he really doesn't even have it within his own party in the Senate. And that is going to come down maybe to Senator Tester. You know, there's a couple of the more moderate Democrats. John's looking to get reelected here, and, you know, he's going to have to be careful on votes like this and on policy like this.
Absolutely. The other thing we were talking about here this week is your office asking the court for an immediate appeal in the case to protect minors regarding Judge Abbott's order permanently enjoining the Parental Consent for Abortion Act of 2013. Can you tell us kind of the status of that?
Well, you pretty well summed it up. So we finally got an order, and so your listeners know what's going on. This is a case that has been absolutely just floundering the courts for over a decade, literally. This law was challenged 10 years ago, and it's been sitting on a temporary restraining order for a decade, David. That is basically judicial malfeasance. I mean, the courts have just punted and punted and punted and hoped that no one brought this case back up.
Yeah,
hard
to call it a temporary or a preliminary order when it sits there for that long.
Well, it's just crazy. And the fact that our Montana Supreme Court would allow this to happen, you know, this case got kicked from district court to district court to district court because no one wanted to handle it. I think it was too hot for a lot of them.
That's
went
right.
Through every district judge in Helena went through several judges in Missoula and finally got kicked back to a judge in Helena who actually picked it up. But look, it took my office.
We're up against Mr. Attorney General. Hate to stop you. We're up against a hard break here. I'll let you.
Time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're talking to Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. Mr. Attorney General, sorry I had to cut you off there right before that break.
Hey, nothing you can do about the commercials.
So you were talking about how this case, this 2013 parental notification law got bounced around, and then finally you've been taking action on it.
Yeah, well, again, for your listeners, I mean, to me this is pretty common sense, but we had a ballot measure that got passed by the voters back in 2013 that, I mean, it said, well, I'll back up, David. I mean, my teenage daughter can't get an aspirin from the school without my consent. And so the legislature took that, and the voters of Montana took that, and they said, well, we shouldn't let a teenage girl get an abortion without parental notification and without parental consent. There were two different things there. One was passed by the legislature. One was passed by the voters that same year. Those were both challenged by Planned Parenthood, unsurprisingly, and they sat on a temporary restraining order for almost a decade. David, you're an attorney. That's criminal almost. I mean, that's certainly negligent on the part of the courts. A temporary restraining order is meant to preserve the status quo temporarily until we can get in front of a judge and we can have a hearing on the merits of whether or not this law should stand or not as the case moves forward. It is not meant to hold up wholesale law for a decade. But that's exactly what happened in this case. And it wasn't until I came into office and we started raising some hell, frankly, that we got the courts uncomfortable enough that they started taking the case up. But we did get some movement on that case.
Well, that's great. And frankly, I'm not sure why that case wasn't dismissed FWOP, which is a legal term for want of prosecution. If you file a lawsuit and you do nothing to push your lawsuit forward, you can just get that thing dismissed outright, which is probably what should have happened to Planned Parenthood's case. By the way, the Attorney General's not afraid to take phone calls. If you guys want to jump in on this conversation, 406-294-0970. We did get a message from Right On John. He says, if gun shows this weekend paid no attention to Biden's pen, what could be the repercussions? So I don't know if you've had a chance to really look at Biden's executive order that closely or when it goes into effect or what could be the repercussions if Montanans disregarded. Because I was talking last hour, if Joe Biden is really going to say that you can't give a gun to your family member as a gift without getting a federal background check, I'm not sure that a lot of our listeners are going to comply with that.
Well, so I have looked at it pretty extensively. It's not a very big executive order, and I'll tell you, and your listeners, David, there's a lot of rainbows and fairy dust in this executive order. There's a lot of blue sky that the president's trying to sell here. Look, he doesn't get to make law. That's the final order there. The Congress makes the law, and the Senate makes the law together. President doesn't get to just, with a stroke of a pen, create law. He knows that. There's a lot of stuff in the executive order about encouraging Congress to take more action and, you know, asking some of the agencies to put out some studies about the dangers on gun violence. One of the more laughable ones that I thought is he's calling on Congress to support efforts to modernize and make permanent the Undetectable Firearms Act. This is another just liberal scapegoat and scare tactic. They're scared about guns that don't get detected by X-rays. David, that's not a thing. I hate to tell them. I hate to pop their balloon and their scarecrow, but that's not a thing. Firearms have metal parts in them. Barrels have to be made out of metal. Springs have to be made out of metal. Ammunition is made out of metal. We've yet to invent a reliable firearm that escapes X-ray detection. But because of a couple bad 80s movies, this has become this big boogeyman for the left. So
wow.
That's one I actually thought was quite funny in his executive order.
Yeah, what we need are guns that escape the detection of the federal government, in my opinion. But Mr. Attorney General, what else have you been working on recently?
Well, so just really quick on this executive order, I before we leave that, there are a few things in there that are of concern. He's asking for Homeland Security and the Health and Human Services to encourage red flag laws. Those are very concerning. Those are depriving people of their personal property without due process. Very, very unconstitutional. Problem number one. Problem number two, he's talking about working with the Department of Defense to further firearm and public safety practices through the DOD's acquisition of firearms. Well, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that sounds to me like he's going to have the federal government buy up a whole lot of firearms to get them out of the civilian market. That's incredibly concerning, and it should be to every Second Amendment enthusiast and supporter in Montana.
Wow, yeah.
The last one that I'm concerned about, he's got language in here about working with carriers and shippers That is talking about UPS and FedEx. That's one that I've been dealing with a lot lately in the last few months. If you've been paying any attention.
No,
UPS,
I read your statement on that, and we talked about your statement on that, where you basically said you're happy that they're pausing their plan, but they don't need to just pause it. They need to completely eliminate this plan to try to track gun purchases and stuff like that. Mr. Attorney General, we got to go to another break here, an obscene profit timeout, as the great Rush Limbaugh used to say. We'll be right back with Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. This is David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint.
Info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text DEMO to 813-813.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've got Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson on the line. Mr. Attorney General, we were just talking about the Visa and the MasterCard and Discover trying to track gun purchases. And then I think you were talking about this issue with Joe Biden and the Democrats, John Tester's buddies, trying to get the shipping companies to do some kind of tracking of firearm issues.
Well, David, we've already seen this here in Montana, and I mean right here in Montana. I got contacted by a couple of different gun dealers here in Montana, federal firearms license holders. And let me pause there and just say, that is probably the most regulated industry and business in America. You can maybe come up with one or two other examples, but I would just about venture to say that anybody with a federal firearms license has got the federal colon scope pretty firmly up their rear end. So a lot of regulations on those folks. What happened here is all of a sudden, out of the blue, UPS and FedEx came up with new shipping policies for FFL holders and pretty onerous shipping policies. You had to set up several different shipping accounts. And what it came down to was that FedEx and UPS wanted to be able to, number one, come in and audit your books at any time if you're an FFL holder. But number two, they wanted to track what you were selling and to whom. That's incredibly concerning, and that is a wholesale policy shift. UPS and FedEx magically came up with this new policy at exactly the same time, simultaneously. And when we pushed on them, so my office was contacted. We reached out to both FedEx and UPS, and these companies both kind of went into panic mode. They both started giving conflicting stories about where this came from. Oh, we've always been doing this. No, we haven't always done this. The ATF made us do it. Well, no, the ATF didn't make us do it. Anyway, David, this is very concerning. The federal government is not allowed to keep a database of who owns firearms in America. They know that. So the fact that UPS and FedEx now suddenly decide to start doing this for the federal government, there's only one reason they would do that. That would be if the ATF showed up and they could just hand these records over to the federal government. That's very concerning. So I've pushed back on those companies really hard. I've had meetings with both of them. I will say UPS seems to be kind of softening their stance now. I'm not going to say they've changed it yet, but they're at least softening. FedEx so far has not. They want to meet with my staff some more, but this is very concerning. You've got Democrat senators and a Democrat administration putting pressure on businesses to try to stifle American Second Amendment rights through private business. That's concerning stuff.
That is very concerning. I think that's breaking news. I haven't heard about that. So thank you so much for leading on that issue, and thanks for letting us know about that. You mentioned the ATF. Of course, Joe Biden's budget more than doubles the ATF budget to over $2 billion. And then you're talking about the federal government working with private businesses and private companies to violate the Second Amendment rights. They're also doing the same thing with the First Amendment, and that's what we're seeing with the Twitter files, where you've got the federal government going to these private tech platforms and asking them to censor and purge American citizens. And I think free speech is one of the most important rights that we have. And you see these Democrats really going after free speech rights as well.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And you know, that it brings up an interesting point right now. And we're at a really interesting time, I think, in constitutional First Amendment jurisprudence. What is the role of social media? You know, I think as conservatives, we tend to sit back and go, oh, well, you know, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, these are privately held companies. You know, if they don't want certain content on their platforms, that's their decision. And I think at first blush, that's probably even where I fall down. But when you really start digging into this issue, what is the town square now? I mean, what's the most effective way to talk to the public and to reach the public? And I'll say it just as an elected official in Montana. It's social media. Well, what happens if social media decides they don't like what I'm saying and they try to stifle my First Amendment right? You know, it's a really, really interesting legal question, I think, right now. And I think that's why there's so much interesting stuff going on with big tech.
Absolutely.
With these social media platforms.
You know, it reminds me of that. There's actually a U.S. Supreme Court case where this argument was raised in a company town. And we used to have company towns where literally a private company would own the entire town. And one of these company towns was violating people's free speech rights. And they argued all the way to the Supreme Court saying, hey, we're a private business. This is a private company town. And the Supreme Court said, no, if you're the de facto town square, then the First Amendment can apply to you.
Well, and I think that's where we're getting with some of these social media platforms. But look, I'm going to pivot and talk about TikTok. We've got some TikTok stuff going on in the Montana legislature. I'm all for private industry. I'm all for social media. But we've got a bill moving through the Montana legislature right now that will ban TikTok in Montana. And I'd like to tell your listeners why I'm supporting that legislation. TikTok is wholly owned by the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party is not a friend of the United States, and they're even pretty flagrant about what they're doing with TikTok. It's a spying tool. If you've got TikTok on your phone, if your kids have got TikTok on your phone, you are providing information to an enemy of the United States. They are using your profile. They are using your biometric data. They're looking at your photos for intelligence gathering purposes. They're tracking you through TikTok. And they'll even tell you that now if you go in and look at their privacy settings. They're actually fairly open about it. They're doing way more stuff than even Google or Meta, Facebook, Instagram, any of those are doing. We've seen enough stuff from the Chinese Communist Party here in America in just the last few months. Let's talk about the spy balloon that floated right over our heads here in Montana and took pictures of our sensitive nuclear missile silos. The Chinese are not our friend. This is not a simple, harmless social media tool. The governor has banned it in all state computers. Even the federal government has now done that. The UK government has done that. We recognize here in the West, China is an existential threat. They view us as an existential threat, and they're doing bad things with TikTok. So we've got to be able to ban it here in Montana. We're not coming after individual users, and I want to make that very clear. If you've got TikTok on your phone, the police are not going to come knock on your door. What we're going to try to do is enforce it through through the Apple Play Store and through Google. They have the ability to shut certain apps off within geographic locations. There's all kinds of apps that work in states where it's legal to do this. That's not legal. They shut them off. They can do that here in Montana with TikTok. So that's how we're doing it.
Well, that's great. And I draw the line on some of these things when it comes to literal communist enemies of America. The Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, they want to rule the world. They're full-blown communists. They hate America. They're using this TikTok as a tool for military uses, and that's kind of where I draw the line. We did get a message from Kathy in Billings regarding prosecuting porn in school. You're seeing this come up a lot with some of these disturbing books that these Democrats want little kids reading that literally can't even be printed in a newspaper, but it's in our school kids' library. I don't know if you have any comment on the issue of prosecuting porn in schools.
Well, my comment is to listeners, local elections matter.
Yep.
That comes down to your local school board. And if you've elected knotheads to your local school board who are allowing this kind of garbage into your school at the local level, it might be time to go to the ballot box and pay attention to who you're voting for in some of these school district elections.
Right.
We value local control. I value local control. I'm a former county elected official. And by the way, I mean, that's where any of these prosecutions would have to start. If there's something illegal going on in the school, call your local sheriff, call your local police department, get an investigation, and that needs to get to your county prosecutor before it ever touches my desk.
Yeah, but, that's a good point.
I mean, at the end of the day, if there's inappropriate material coming into your school, your elected school board is who's accountable there, and they're the ones who should be dealing with this.
Yeah, that's a great point. The weird thing is our school board elections are nonpartisan, and traditionally the reasoning was, hey, these are school board elections. These aren't partisan political positions. But when the Democrats and the left are using school board positions, which are supposed to be nonpartisan, to push partisan issues, I think there's a lot of people that'd like to see our school board elections become partisan.
Well, not only that, but we hold those school board elections at odd times.
Right.
And that's another one that we've let the left co-opt us here in the Montana into. We should be doing our school board elections at the same time we do all the other elections for county officials, for state officials, and for federal officials. But by having it at this odd time, what we do is we guarantee low voter turnout because no one's paying attention to their school board elections, and they're held at an odd time, so nobody shows up. And you get people elected to school board that shouldn't be there.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, I know you're busy. Really appreciate you giving us over a half hour of your time this morning. We just got a couple of minutes left. Any closing comments?
I'd just like the folks to know that we're really focused on there's a lot of stuff going on. But drugs and crime are the biggest problems facing Montana. The numbers bear that out. The fentanyl numbers right now are absolutely crazy. They're through the roof. I know there in Billings you folks are feeling it. Our fentanyl seizures are up 11,000% in just the last 3 years, David. We've got to be doing more for law enforcement. That's what I'm at the Capitol doing. The legislature's in. I'm asking for more law enforcement resources. I'd ask your listeners to support that. Contact your legislator. Tell them to support our budget. We need more troopers. We need more narcotics agents. It's not 1995 anymore.
We got 10 seconds left. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll be right back. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Live from high above downtown Billings, Montana on St. Patrick's Day. This is David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Open phones the rest of the show. 406-294-0970. Looking out across the great city of Billings and the beautiful Beartooth Mountains. We got clear skies. It's a great day, as George Blackard likes to say. Let's go to the phones. We've got Will in Huntley. Will, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, David. See, I'm a little bit late in calling, but, you had Austin Knutson there. Boy, I tell you what, we should encourage him to run for the Senate against Tester in 2024. I mean, he's a young, good-looking guy, smart. I think he could unseat Tester very, very easily. And I'll tell you what, if he ran, I'd work for him.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. He's one of my favorite of our elected officials in Montana.
Yeah, I think he would make a wonderful senator. And, God, we just rid ourselves of that Tester.
I agree, and I do think Austin Knutson may be best positioned to actually beat Tester.
Oh, I think he is, no doubt. I think I think almost if he was to run, I think Tester was just throwing his cards.
No kidding. Well,
I think so.
Thanks so much. Well, appreciate the call. Really means a lot. Open phones again, 406-294-0970. There was even a mention in Politico Playbook about how Senator Daines, in his capacity as NRSC chair, has talked to the Attorney General about potentially running for the Senate. I meant to bring that up while I had the Attorney General on the line. I didn't get a chance to. My only issue with the whole thing is, you know, we really, really need a good Attorney General. And Austin Knutson is the best Attorney General Montana's had in my lifetime, for sure. So you hate to lose him in the Attorney General spot. But certainly getting John Tester out is incredibly important as well. Did you guys hear that there was a man that was struggling to feed his family? He's just glad he could help bail out the bank. The grocery store bills just keep getting bigger and bigger, but I sure am glad I can pay for these bankers to get out of trouble. I got a stressed out wife and four little kids at home who need to be taken care of, but hey, at least Silicon Valley bank deposits will be secured, right? That's the Babylon Bee nailing it, getting it exactly right. I got a couple of other Babylon Bee headlines that are just hilarious. We'll get to those. First, let's go to Brooke in Billings. Brooke, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me. So I was listening to Austin, and like the last person echoed, he is really great. I would hate to lose him as Attorney General, so I kind of think he should stay there. But when he talks about local control, I believe in local control also. But I tell you what, working on trying to get school board members, I don't know if people realize all the stuff that actually does go on. You know, these unions are using the dues of the teachers, and all this money is pouring in nationally in these races. And so it would be nice if it was local control, but even the union president is proud enough to say that he's not afraid of losing because he knows how much support they have. If they choose someone, they just $3,000 goes to these candidates. They have one-on-one contact with the teachers through the emails. They meet with the union reps and smear candidates that are not theirs. Last year they had Scott McCulloch actually went to a union rep and was campaigning with them and as a current board member. And so my thing is, yes, the local control is important. It is really hard because it's hard to see these teachers that aren't being represented by the union and then for them to turn around and vote for the same people that they're recommending. And so my call would be for teachers to not just blindly listen when the teachers union say, yeah, these candidates want cameras in every classroom or whatever other lies that they make up for this year. Please don't buy it, and please do your own research, because there are good candidates and they're going to be lied about by the union. So that would just be my recommendation.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brooke. Really appreciate the call and pretty much agree with everything you said there. And, you know, these last school board elections we have, it was just so devastating to me personally to see these really good school board candidates we had here in Billings go down to the union-backed candidates. And I'm simply convinced that the fact that these races are nonpartisan, that's what the Democrats are using to get their way. Because if people actually knew that these are hardcore leftist Democrats, I don't think they would be winning their school board elections like they do. Let's go to Corey in Kalispell. Corey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So I am, you might hear a little bit of background noise here. I'm at work. So I'm all about John Tester. John Tester is a support of a dictator. I don't care what anybody says, Biden is a dictator. Look at the actions, look at what he's doing. Everything he's doing is there to benefit and support the Chinese Communist Party, plain and simple. Okay? Well, that being said, this is just going to be a fast reminder to everybody. One, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, which means we are a representative government. John Tester does not represent the will of the people in the state of Montana. He votes along party lines. He votes with the dictator. And I still don't understand how he keeps getting voted in, too. With that also being said, they're not royalty. They're not kings, or not queens, or not dukes, they're not duchesses. We do not bow down to them. They want us to, but we don't. And people need to stand up, let their voices be heard, get the out, get the vote going, and get people like Tester out of office.
Amen. Great call, Corey. Thank you so much for that call. Fully agree with that. And yeah, I mean, let's be honest. John Tester fully supports Joe Biden. And here's the amazing thing. We know for a fact the Biden family is taking Chinese communist money. There was just breaking news yesterday from the House, the United States House of Representatives Oversight Committee, disclosing millions and millions of dollars paid to the Biden family from Chinese Communist Party affiliated organizations. One thing that the Attorney General mentioned is that TikTok is owned and controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. And that's true for every company in China. Every company in China is required to have Communist Party officials within the company to make sure the company does exactly what the Chinese Communist Party does. Never, ever, ever listen to these people that claim that China's not communist, or China has private property rights, or China is capitalist. They're not. They're communist through and through. No question about it. Let's go back. Let's go to Russ in Livingston. Russ, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. I was calling about the ATF and their reassessment of the pistol brace rule, which had been enacted for about 10 years. Now they're trying to switch it to being a short-barreled rifle, and there's, I don't know, estimates as high as 40 million of the AR pistols and other pistol-braced firearms. And if the state attorney general is going to sign on with some of the other states that have signed on fighting this overreach by the ATF, I mean, it just goes along with everything else that they're doing.
No, that's a huge, huge issue. My assumption would be, yes, he is going to. Wish I would have asked him explicitly.
Well, and I was going to call and then sit here like a bump, and I didn't, but yeah, I mean, it's just one more nail in the coffin of they're going to do this and they're going to do that. It's legal now, it's not tomorrow. And I mean, Biden's expansion of the oil drilling stuff in Alaska, it'll be 10 years if we're lucky if they drill anything. But the environmental groups and then the studies that they're going to demand, they're going to slow up the progress if it ever happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great, great. What, did you have something else to say?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Good call. Maybe I'll do a little research here. I'm assuming the Attorney General has put out a statement on that issue. But first, did you hear Kim Jong-un has attended Ivy League universities to learn new brainwashing techniques? That from the Babylon Bee, the North Korean dictator attending American Ivy universities simply to learn new brainwashing techniques. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There have been assessments. Putin has made this assessment. President Xi has made the assessment. The mullahs in Iran have made the assessment. The Kim Jong-un has made the assessment that America has a cognitive mess of a president who is weak and frail and indecisive, and a president that really doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It was Bob Gates that said on every single foreign policy issue, Joe Biden has been on the wrong side of it his entire career. this is way above his head. He does not know what to do. Now, weakness, we know, incurs aggression. Peace through strength is not a cliche.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hammock, check. Arnold Palmer, check. Motorized solar shades, yes. Now get your home and patio spring ready with Blinds.com and upgrading your blind shade shutters with Blinds.com. It's a small project with a huge impact. Now relax, let Blinds.com take care of all the installation. You just click installation when you check out. Now go to Blinds.com. They offer their 100% satisfaction guarantee, and you save up to 40% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality...
Babbel.com. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Folks, the Babylon Bee is a satire website. Kim Jong-un is not really going to Ivy League universities to learn new brainwashing techniques. But as Elon Musk said, it's funny because it could be true. By the way, Attorney General Austin Knutson has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over these pistol brace rules that last caller just called about. Thank you so much for that call and bringing up that issue. This was just a month ago, February 15th, 2023, 1 month ago. Conservative and gun right groups and 24 states have challenged new federal regulations on pistols with stabilizing braces in court, suing to block gun control actions by Joe Biden. And again, Tester hasn't said a word against this. Tester is nowhere to be seen. Meanwhile, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson leading the charge to protect our constitutional rights. Let's go to Bebe in Laurel, if I got that pronounced right. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about, you know, we had two presidents, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., that they just adored the Chinese. George Bush Jr., if I'm not mistaken, he was the one that was willing to turn over our port controls to the Chinese until there was such an uproar, he backed down on that. Am I wrong on that?
So, say that again. Sorry. I didn't quite catch that. I was actually, my mind was somewhere else. I did not catch that full call. Sorry about that. If you want to call back in, or maybe the producer here during the break will tell me what that was about. I was literally thinking about Austin Knutson running for the U.S. Senate, and I just totally missed that. So my apologies. I'll talk to the producer. I'm sure he caught it, and we'll cover it next. You can call back in. But first, let's go to Paige in Billings. Paige, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in regard with Austin Knutson running for the Senate. We finally have a man that is really attacking what's wrong in Montana with the drugs and backing down the ATF, the deal with FedEx and UPS. We need him here. His effectiveness would be so diluted in Washington, D.C. I hope people will really consider supporting keeping him here.
Yeah,
and if we can't find somebody to get rid of Tester, in 1913 we lost the ability for the state legislatures to bring those senators back to recall them, and now we're at the mercy of whatever. But we need Austin Knutson here.
I totally understand that, and I agree. We do need him in the Attorney General's office. He's that good at Attorney General. Would hate to see him lose that spot. Look, people calling in wondering, hey, what's Austin Knutson doing on the pistol brace rule? And lo and behold, he's leading the fight. And the pistol brace rule, what's really crazy about that is that, you know, these short-barreled rifles with pistol braces, it's literally designed for disabled people to be able to shoot. Those types of guns and these pistol braces are there so that disabled people can shoot guns. And Biden and John Tester wanting to ban that and go down and take out every single way they can, they want to attack our Second Amendment rights. And it's just unacceptable. Okay, the producer says, George W. Bush approved China control of our ports. I'm not familiar with that. But China is certainly buying up lots of stuff. And that was one of the things I wanted to kind of talk to with the Attorney General as well, in terms of, look, when you start dealing with the Chinese Communist Party, other things go out the window. For example, I don't believe in the government controlling who can or cannot buy private property. But are we going to allow the Chinese Communist Party to buy up all of our real estate? I don't think so. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Lucas in Broadview. Isn't John Tester the lead singer of a liberal rock band? Red Zeppelin. I'm an 80s kid, so it was slower for me to get it. But then Travis made the point. Okay, red, like Red China. Yeah, get that one. And then a Zeppelin is like a balloon. Think of like the Hindenburg. Or the other word that... Now I won't be able to say it. Is it a dirigible? Dirigible? I know it sounds like vegetable. Dirigible.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver.